Communications items number 538, please.
Request of Sarah Hobbs to address council regarding lack of mental health care funding.
Speaking on this right after learning about emergencies, I may need a minute to regroup.
You and others.
I would speak for the mom who just spoke and for many others. For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs, and I'm sorry for your loss, but I think she speaks very poignantly to the issue. But I've been looking at the issue as well. As was so eloquently stated, our mental health system is broke. It is horribly underfunded, but like what was so eloquently pointed out as well, it is horribly understaffed. And this has resulted in Portland, out of every city in the entire nation, being number 12 for its high rate of suicide. And as I look at what can be done for possible solutions, I went to the Health and Human Services website, and I found an interesting group that works with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration. And it's the National Alliance for Suicide Prevention, which is a public and private sector group that works on the National Strategy for Suicide Prevention, whose goal is lowering the national suicide statistic by 20,000 people in 5 years. The head of the private sector of the alliance happens to be former Oregon Senator Gordon Smith, who lost his son Garrett to suicide in 2004. One of the groups sitting on the alliance is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and they work with groups that are working on trying to set a suicide prevention policy, and I actually am a member of the Foundation's Oregon chapter. What is trying to be done, well, a good attempt, is not working. And I'm wondering if it's time to bring in a group like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to advise, because they work with groups working to set their policies. And I have here, and I'm brought for you, the business card for the Foundation Regional Director. I don't want to hear any more stories like this, and I know everybody here doesn't. What I see happening is we've got so many groups all over the place trying, but it's time we've got to come together and work a joint plan. April 3rd, I sat in a meeting where I heard the head of the Portland Police Behavioral Health Unit say the police are overwhelmed because it's not really with what they're trained. Mental health services is not what they're trained to do. I realize the county jail system is county, but a lot of Portlanders get sent to the county as well, and they're frustrated. I could go on. Commissioner Fritz, I did call your schedule to set an appointment to come talk to you. But I do have the card with me now.
And I just texted her, so if you could just stop by, we'll set that up as soon as possible.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. You know, I get daily reports from the police bureau of what they're doing. Overnight, something happens every night. And just yesterday, police bureau disarmed a young man who had a very realistic-looking pellet gun that looked like an AR-15. And I'm glad it ended that way. He went to treatment. But once again, they were the mental health provider. They don't want to be in that position. Thank you.